Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend.
Turned on my L's and my lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed
like.
I'm
like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Needs a little Caesar pizza, I be hot and ready. You a and a rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take care, hit the raise, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned on my L's in the last.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Advances towards Jasmine's sister Brittany. You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. Have you ever slept with another woman? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. Sanitary napkin in her garbage. Did that belong to a woman you slept with? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. Have you ever ignored Jasmine's phone calls because you were spending time with a woman you slept with? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. You said you were going to the casino, didn't come home until 7 a.m. Were you really sleeping with another woman? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Hey, everybody. You are now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay, girl.
What's up, y'all? That was interesting. You know, Boss Man threw a little Maury in there for y'all today. That was a lie. Your cheating ass was lying. Woo! Now, here we go. But, yes, it's Wednesday. Welcome, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, y'all, if you tuned in last week, you already know what's happening. To recap, we were originally talking about why men cheat when they have everything they need at home. Of course, the conversation, you know, the guys had to call in and say, what about the women? So this week we are going to incorporate cheating ass women, too. So if you cheated and you feel like you had the right to do it, say it with your chest. Call in and say it with your chest. We just want to hear. We want to hear from the woman just like we heard from the man. So how's things going, Shell?
It's going just ready to get back to my schedule. You know, still part time and still having to homeschool my child. So
yeah,
it's definitely been a lot, but I guess, you know, it's gonna be patient right now, but I mean, it's become a norm. You know, we got no choice. We just got to kind of roll with it as of right now.
Right.
Yeah, I was a little crazy at first, but now it's okay. You know, I'm trying to get used to it, so I guess that's kind of a good thing. But girl, when it opens back up, it's on.
Yeah, definitely. Callers, just a reminder before we get started, if you do want to speak, push 1. When it's your turn to speak, you should hear the system say unmuted or a soft beep, and then it's your turn to go. We're going to get into things. As y'all know, we're doing part 2 with Rome. So Rome is in the building again. We want to introduce him to the ones that missed the first show. He is the male guest speaker that's going to defend these niggas.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. So his formal introduction, he is back for the people.
Yes, I am back. I am back. This is Jay Diggity, a.k.a. Rome.
Oh, now you got it.
I am here, world.
Oh, Lord.
I am here. I'm here to defend everybody. Don't listen to Ted. I'm not here to defend the man.
Are you just applauding? Was he just applauding?
Yeah, he got an applause. We going to get an applause.
Okay. I'm here to defend everybody because this is about everybody. You know?
Okay.
Shout out to the big dog. Hey, that's who we really want to applaud. Let's applaud him.
All right, so before we get things popping, you know, every week Shell's like, well, you know, I did my research. So I did my little research this week for y'all, okay? And you know, it's just something slight. It's called The Red Book. I found it online, and it had the top 5 reasons why men tend to cheat as well as women, since y'all want to bring the women into this. So I'm just going to breeze over. We ain't got to have no long, drawn-out discussion. But the top 5 reasons for men was a strong physical attraction to the other woman, spousal neglect due to work, lack of sex, the spouse not giving enough emotional attention, and poor communication. Okay? So that's the men. Okay? So
that's
for
the
females,
okay.
That's the man part. So for the women, it was dealing with low self-esteem, emotionally starved with communication, which obviously is lack of communication, seeking excitement, expressing anger and retribution. In other words, you cheated me, now I'm going to get back at you. That's the only way I'm going to feel better. And the last one was sexually deprived. So basically the purpose of me doing that was to see how many things a man and woman had in common. And it seems to be lack of sex or the lack of communication. That those seem to like go together with the two. So yeah, so you know, but like I said, I ain't gonna wrap y'all up. I just wanna let y'all know I did some research. And we're gonna get back into this. I think we left off last show with the consistency part. Am I correct, y'all? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Okay, well, since Ron's the guest speaker, we're going to go ahead and let him break down why consistency can cause a man to cheat. So, let's go ahead, Big Ball.
Oh, all right, Ron.
We're giving you the floor first.
Yeah, I know that's fine. Let's go ahead and continue, like we said. Consistency is just a big thing, you know. You know, if, let's say the woman takes you back. And, you know, basically, you know, you're doing everything right. Then, you know, you slowly getting her trust back. And, you know, you falling back into your dumb ways, you know. You was bringing in flowers at least every week. Then it went from every week to every 2 weeks to only once a month. And then, shit, no flowers, no dates, no nothing. You know, you got to keep that going on. You can't just do that just because, you know, you got in trouble, you know. And once again, this is for both sides. You know, that's something you gotta keep going. Even with Kay, how she even said that for the excitement part, you know, that's consistency. You know what I'm saying? Just because we had real good sex on Valentine's Day don't mean we gotta go back to having dry sex, you know, the rest of the time. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it just because it was Valentine's Day. Let's spice it up. It ain't gotta be every week. Shit, it can be once a month. You just gotta keep it going, you know. And that's just like something that's a common sense for real. It's just more of a common sense thing. But people, when they get in these relationships, they get so comfortable. Common sense goes out the window.
Okay, so I feel like common sense definitely goes out the window when you get comfortable. But this whole consistency with sex thing, like, I totally get that, and I feel like in any situation, you, for women, because for y'all, sex is something that feels good to y'all physically, and then when it's done, you ready to go sleep, or whatever the case is. For us, as y'all know, it's more of an emotional thing for us. So I do think it's important, but, you know, we go to consistency, and the first thing Rome bring up is sex. And I feel like that's also part of the problem. That is not the most important thing, to, in my opinion, that consistency should have. It should be more of communication, emotional support, and things like that. I feel like the sex should be there, but I don't feel like the sex should be the priority. Like, that shouldn't be your main focus on what you're consistent in.
Exactly. Mr. K, that's where the side chicks start coming in.
Exactly.
And this house, yes, that's on the side, because you want to know why? Because, you know, that side chick is always real appealing. You want to know why? Because she's not dealing with the real you. And what I mean is, when you're in a relationship, like 9 times out of 10 our age, well, I'm not saying everybody, but you're living together, you're paying bills together, you know, you're dealing with real life issues every day. She don't have that side of you. You know,
that's
she's
right.
a fun girl. She's a fun girl. Like,
right.
You know, that's the outlet, and that's where the cheating comes in. And that's where that 80-20, why'd I get married? You know, we the 80, but then y'all go to the 20 because we're, you know, that one little thing. But like I said, she's not dealing with the real you.
You correct. She's not dealing with your
real life, your mood swings,
and you had a rough day at work, so you want
exactly.
to come in frustrated, slamming shit. When we like, oh hey boo, you know what I'm saying? But then you'll go to the side bitch, because when you go spend your time with her, you turn on City Girls and she's twerking for you, so she fun.
Uh-huh.
But she not dealing with your bullshit.
Y'all keep going into this side chick you just go running, You know, it's not we always just going running because of this little bullshit here, this little bullshit. It's stuff that is built up over time. You know? Something like we talked about last week, is some of those dog ass niggas that just, as soon as they get in trouble, they like, bet, we in trouble, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? But it's the ones that, like, you know, they keep taking it, and then boom, then it happens, you know? Like we said last week, communication is a big thing, but whole time, once again, let's talk on both parts. Because once again, I feel like y'all just slamming us niggas, slamming us men, us hard-working men.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we do got our attitude. Deal with our attitude, because we deal with y'all attitude.
Exactly.
Every month when y'all period come around, we got to deal with y'all motherfucking attitude.
But that's what we're saying. We do deal with it. So you have no right to go out here and give another female the attention that you should be giving to the same female that
yes.
is putting up with your shit.
Yes.
Consistency, my
you're
nigga.
Right.
Ain't that
you're
what
right.
you said?
You're
right. All right. Let me calm down before I have a raspy voice before the show.
You better calm down.
Girl, let me calm down. So I guess maybe we could go ahead and take a caller. Do we have a caller?
Caller, I'm here. Don't worry about it. I'm here.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yes. This Rona. Rona Varices.
Okay, bye, Miss Donna. Bye, Miss Donna.
How are you just going to call me out like that? Hi, ladies.
I knew I knew that voice.
Yeah, we know that voice.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Miss Donna.
Hey, how are you? All right, so just real quick, because I know you guys probably have a lot of callers waiting, but I just had a quick question. So last week, your guest speaker stated that a lot of it has to do with pride. So my question is, what if you have a significant other, girlfriend, what have you, that cooks and cleans, has your back, supports you, has her house all clean and everything, sex is banging on 10,000, and listens to everything. So why do you still cheat on somebody like that?
That's just a dog-ass nigga. If you got checks that all those you just said, and he's still dogging you out, that's just a dog-ass nigga. That's just point blank. I cannot talk on his behalf.
I'm just saying in general. You know, so, you know, because you said it's like pride and so forth and so on.
Okay.
So I'm just like, you know, so what if, you know,
let's just be honest. A woman is not going to have all those things, just like a man is not going to have all the things that she wants. I don't care what anyone says. It's a handful, and it's a small handful. The couple had to grow for the woman to probably even get to that level. Most times when you get into a relationship, a woman, sex is not banking. She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have her own spot. She doesn't have her own money. All that doesn't happen when you first get in a relationship with a lot of these women. And if it is that way, watch one of those things fall off. Watch her communication end up being like fall off, or her sex drive might be like did everything, so I'm over it. It's not always gonna be perfect like that, especially coming into the relationship. I'm not hearing that. You know, when you come in a relationship with a first date, the honeymoon stage.
So, but it's not always about just coming into the relationship. You can have a relationship 3, 4, 5 years and all that's happening, and you can't tell me that a woman or a man can't have all those things, because that's not a fact. But a man or a woman will still cheat when their partner has all those things. So I want to know why. Can you answer
well,
that?
We're going to stop saying men, Mrs. Dawn. Because I'm going to put my motherfucking foot down with y'all at.
Okay,
we're going to say
Mrs. Dawn on that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So once again, like I said, you know, I know I didn't come in a relationship perfect, you know, but, you know, I'll try to push myself. And the same thing with my fiance, you know, slash wife, shout out to her, you know.
She didn't
come in perfect either, but we both seen it in each other, and we both made terrible mistakes, but we're growing, you
right.
know. You grow to be that perfect couple. No one's perfect. So when y'all come in and saying, oh, I did this, I did that, I did this, and you still cheat on me, bitch.
Ooh.
You did it.
Ooh. He on one tonight,
okay,
tabletop.
Because you don't know how you made me. You don't know how you made me feel. Now I got to leave and go roll dice with my friends all night, you know, just to get some good laughs out of them, and then come home 7 in the morning and be with you, looking at you all mad because I done lost money.
Okay, y'all lit tonight. Y'all is lit. Y'all get on my nerves.
I love your input, Rome. I love your input, but I'm going to be honest, you really still didn't answer my question, because
so
I know for a fact that a woman can have all of that and a man will still cheat, and I still don't have an answer to that.
Well, hopefully we'll get that answer from you from one of these callers today. That's what we got our fingers crossed.
I know, that's right. Amen.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks
y'all. I'm
going to
let you go so you can get other callers. I love y'all. Excellent show once again. And keep them coming, okay?
All right.
Thank you,
Ms. Donna.
We love you, too.
So, your blood pressure good over there, girl? You good?
No, I'm good, but I'm going to get me and Roman have some conversation. So we're going to roll to the next caller.
Oh, no.
Me and Roman, yes, we are.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are, Roman, because me and Kay are all
good. It's amazing.
Look, see, me and Kay season. Okay?
Right.
So we
right.
covered all that. You know,
well,
we got,
let's,
you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into this next caller so we can get them in and everything before we got to go to break. So, caller, you're next. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hey, this is Moody.
Moody.
Yeah, I got a question.
Who's your question for?
It's for y'all, because, I mean, I know the topic is for why do men cheat, but I want to know why do women cheat, because I've been in plenty of relationships with all kinds of women, and I've been cheating on. But y'all, all I hear is about women talking about
that,
y'all cheat because the men cheat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cheat because the men cheat, and y'all cheat because they hurt y'all feelings or whatever. But what if the man is faithful to y'all? So what makes y'all still want to cheat?
Woo, well, I definitely hope we get a female caller that has cheated, because unfortunately I can't answer that, because I've never cheated on somebody that was good to me and faithful
to me.
Exactly. You know, I said on the last show, my previous long-term relationship, I did cheat. But when I tell y'all that out of those 9 years, I was cheated on for 6, and I was still faithful, and I did not cheat until the very end, and I also made that known. It wasn't a secret. So it took me being emotionally battered and cheated on and everything that I was for them 9 years before I even did it. And even still, as much as that nigga deserved it, I still felt bad. So that's for me that I'm not a cheater. That's not who I am. I don't like the way that sits with me.
But
there are women.
When you cheated, though, did the guy talk you into it, or you just did it because you was mad because your man cheated on you?
No, the situation started with just conversation. And after a few months of that, it lets them. So, you know, I didn't just say like, oh, you've been cheating on me, I'm gonna go cheat on you. It was just the end of the relationship. And I had also spoken about that before my cheating took place as well. That it was done. Like, you get tired of being cheated on. You get tired of going to the grocery store and running into random bitches telling you stuff about your man. Like, you know,
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this same person, you know, I was in the hospital because I had to have a surgery because I had a tubal pregnancy with his child. And the very next day, he was in DMV offering to take someone out to dinner.
Oh, my
God. And literally had contact. No, I'm trying to justify my cheating to show that I'm not just a cheater. Like, I don't, you have to really hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And even still, I learned from that, and I will not do that again. You know what I'm saying? My relationship now, if I'm unhappy about something, I'm going to go talk to my man, and we're going to have a conversation. Even if the nigga get mad and get all irate, it don't matter. We're going to have that conversation. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
And, you know, this is a much more healthy relationship.
Yes.
So that's just what it is. So I don't know, Shell, have you ever cheated on a good man?
Not a good man.
Okay.
But I
did. Twice in my younger days.
Because, yes, I did. Because the same situation, this is acting on a day, y'all. So, you know, I got tired of hearing his name in the street. So I did the ultimate get back. I said, you know what? I'm going to mess with someone I know he hates. Because I know it's going to mess with him. And I want that nigga to hurt like I hurt. So, yes.
So your cheating was get back.
Yes, it was. Because, yes, I did. But like I said, but it took me a long time. Just like that. It took me a long time to do it, though. But I got sick of, you know what? I know he hates him. And I can tell this dude that thing for me. And I know it's going to kill him. Because y'all can't handle it. So just take all that.
That's something I will agree with y'all on.
Because I'm still trying to wait for my answer, so I'm going to just listen to the next couple of callers to see if I can get a female to tell me why they...
Yeah, we hope we got that coming for you.
Yeah, because we don't do that. Yeah, not no good, man. Girl, we don't do that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Carl. All
right.
It's not about something being too deep. It's not about me getting too personal. That's me wanting the people that are listening to understand that a lot of times when you have a good woman, it takes something entirely fucked up for you to turn around and be that cheating woman. Every woman just takes cheating like, yeah, not everyone, you know. So just to clarify that, you know, that was the purpose of me going that deep because that goes to show that shit deep like that, when you cut somebody like that, sometimes cheating is going to happen, but that doesn't mean, like I said on the last show, once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe in that because I would never cheat again.
Yeah, but you know, not so bad because, you know, I do know somebody that did cheat on someone. You know, he was a good man, and I asked her why she did it, and I'm mad because I should have said this, and I thought of it, and I asked her why she cheated because he was a good dude. She said because the sex was boring.
See, no. Then you just need to leave that nigga and go.
And go about your business.
Right.
Yeah, you're ruining them because that's how dudes or females can get ruined because they're like, you know, I'm doing everything right, but I'm still getting cheated on. And that's what scorns people, and that's what messes folks up for the next one.
It is. It is. It's crazy. Men and women both make them type of decisions. We just popping tonight with some callers, though, y'all. We want to try to get one more in.
Before commercial. Before break. Yeah.
Carl, are you there?
Hey, y'all. This is Trav from the 757.
Trav.
Oh, Lord, Trav from the 757.
What's up, Trav?
What's up with it, brother?
What's up, man? Listen.
What's poppin'?
All right. So, I think, honestly, man, you know, I'm an older guy. Well, I'm 36, so... I think very few people, married, unmarried, in a relationship, whatever, experience true love, right? I think very few people in the world ever experience true love. And I think that is one of the biggest reasons why we have to deal with the cheating on both sides, the men and women, is because I think both parties are constantly on the hunt, right? Men are always looking for women. Or men, or, you know, whatever, women, you know what I'm saying? And we never give our chance time to grow, to heal from our past relationships. We're always kind of on to the next thing, right? Because that's what society tells us to do, you know, just keep it pushing, keep it moving. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons. And I think when you get to a point when you experience real, true love, then, like, you don't have to worry about the side girl or maybe his sex ain't the best. The point is that love overrides all that stuff. So that's just my two cents on it, y'all.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
I hear that. You sound very mature.
Travis is a regular.
I like that. That was, I like that. And you spoke on both sides.
Yeah, definitely on both sides, man. Cause we both are guilty of it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, I thought we lost y'all. I mean, lost you, but yeah, you are absolutely right, and I agree with you because I feel like as hard as it is to come by somebody that you feel like you have true love with, once you get it, you're not supposed to fuck that up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to honor that person and be blessed that you have someone that might not be good for you in everybody else's eyes, but at the end of the day, if that person makes you happy and you're fulfilled in your relationship, why would you mess that up when you're only going to come by that probably 3 times in your adult life, if that? You know what I'm saying? If that, because we've all thought we've been in love so many times in it, and we were taught a lesson. It wasn't love, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you, Travis. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. All right, thank y'all, man. Love the show.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, we're going to move on. Dang, Shell, wrong. We ain't even talking on our show tonight.
Right.
We love it, y'all. Keep it coming. We're going to take one more caller.
Before our break. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hello, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hey, you must have heard, you had to hear my voice.
You know what?
What's happening with our callers? Hello?
Oh, maybe it's a call drop.
On to the next.
Okay. Sorry, caller. We don't know what happened if you're listening.
Remember to push one to speak for anybody that is holding. If you want to chime in on the conversation, all you got to do is push one and wait for your turn. You should hear unmuted when it's your turn.
Yes, we are.
You know, I love everybody that's calling in. I love y'all, you know, your input and your reasons behind it. Like, it's great to be able to hear everybody. Everybody feels so differently about relationships, what they require. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody's different, and we actually can, you know, teach each other.
Yes.
All right. Do we have a caller back on the line? Hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. How you doing?
Hi, Rochelle. I'm doing good, y'all. I actually had a question, and then I'll talk about what I wanted to say. Do you think that a person's, like, what they grew up seeing, do you think that affects maybe their cheating ways or anything?
Yes, it does, man.
Yes, it does.
I was just saying that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I was just saying that for the lady. I forgot. I think y'all called her Donna.
Yeah.
She was saying why good men cheat, why men cheat, and she and the woman is at home and cooking and cleaning and, you know, sex, you know, what she says on 1,000. I'm sorry. She said 10,000. I was just wondering if maybe she thought of that, like, the fact that the man grew up seeing his, you know, maybe, like y'all say, it could be woman or man. I was just wondering if maybe she thought about that, you know, maybe the man, that's what he grew up and saw and thought it was okay.
Right. You are absolutely correct, because I'm sure it's a high percentage of that being the reason why men do what they do. And in a certain sense, we can't fault them if that's how they were raised. But we do have to also make sure that they understand, as a man, they have to flip. You got to flip that shit around. You can't use that excuse for the rest of your life to sit up here and manipulate women.
Yeah, you got to break the cycle. Cause that's like love
behavior.
But, you know, like I saw people, you know, I have a son. But you gotta be like, do you want somebody to treat you like, as my son get older, I'm gonna be like, you know, you need to treat your mother like that or your sister.
Right.
You know, I'm starting to treat her like that. So, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a good one, Rochelle.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, I was only saying that because, you know, I have a couple, you know, family members that, you know, do things, and they have great wives. You know, they do well for them. I'm not sure what the sex is like. You know, really don't know, want to know too much about that. But as far as her taking home, taking care of her kids and their house and, you know, cooking and cleaning, and she even has dessert for the man. I mean, he still cheats. And ooh, our daddy, yeah, our daddy, he you know, he was a Rolling Stone child, I tell you. And I think that's where he messes up. He thinks that he's the man because he's got all these bitches.
Right, right. Which does not make you no man, by far.
No, the nigga done caught something now, so.
Ooh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lord. Damn, Rochelle, you got the cup of tea for the stuff.
Oh, my God. Maybe I didn't. Ooh. I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We
don't know what you're talking about. It's okay.
We on censor, okay, baby. Well, we appreciate your call a lot.
Thank you so much.
Support. All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a great show. I enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Whew, all right, y'all. Well, she out here, the Rolling Stone. I guess we're going to hit this break. And like Cardi B said, you better be careful with
careful
me.
Careful of me.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit, but we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and shit. Poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and full thighs, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of bitch. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga. Baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Who's feeling that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Fragile, go on and be careful with me. Careful me, careful me. Always say that you'll be there for me, there for me. Oh, you better treat me carefully, carefully. Yeah. I was here before all of this. Guess you acting now, now you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt, it's gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you, so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self. I adore. I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. Fragile, go on and be careful with me.
welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Oh, my God. Lord. All right, everybody. We are back with Table Talk with Shell and Kay. And this show has been lit all night. We love
and A got some popping ass extras with y'all for that yes. with that welcome back shit.
Woo, welcome back, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in with Table Talk with Sheldon Kay. We lit tonight, and we're gonna keep things moving right along because we got a lot of people that want to get some shit off their chest. So we're gonna go into the next caller. Caller, you there? Hey, caller.
Hello.
You there, caller?
Hey, caller.
Hey.
Navita.
Oh, hey, Navita.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, now.
How y'all doing tonight?
We doing.
We trying to live.
Doing I see. Right. This conversation live. Is, yes, I love it. It's a great conversation.
Good. So you get to give us your input. Go ahead and let us know what's on your chest, babe.
Oh, yes. I'm going to limit that, but I got something. Okay. So I feel, well, in my situation, I was married. I didn't cheat until my ex-husband left me the second time for cheating. Ooh. Like, I knew what I was getting into when I married him, knew he was a cheater, but he was a good man. He was a good provider. Yeah, my dumb self, whatever, young youth. But is it considered to be cheating if you guys are separated at that time?
Ooh. Like,
yes and no. Right,
so
yes and no. Okay.
If y'all are married and y'all separate, then y'all need to work on each other. If y'all just girlfriend and boyfriend and y'all separated, like not no little bullshit high school separation, like a real separation, like, you know, some months. No, that's not considered cheating. Y'all were separated. Y'all were broke up, you know?
Long now, it all depends now.
Exactly. And it's definitely what y'all talked about first. You know,
exactly.
that's something y'all gotta get settled between y'all two.
Well,
okay.
This
now,
was never
was
like a discussion.
Like a break from each other? Just to kind of.
No.
No,
not at all. He was just a constant cheater. So it would be, everything would be okay. We go out to dinner, go to a movie. Next thing you know, we come home and he's like, I want to separate. And I already knew that it was because he had another female that he had his mind on. So he would leave me once he started getting more serious with this other person before he would have, you know, sex and all this other stuff. So it wasn't until like the second. It wasn't until the second time after we were married. It wasn't until the second time that he left. And, you know, the reason why I stayed was just more, other than he was a provider, certain circumstances, this, that, and a third. But that's when I decided to go ahead and deal with somebody else to show him how it felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I don't consider it cheating because in his eyes, he wasn't with me. We weren't together.
Right. He was on to that next 20%er.
Well, then, yeah.
Right.
He was out there with that
20%er.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then when he was done with that person, he would come back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I allowed him to come back, like I said, just things, circumstances, and all that other stuff. But I do feel that men cheat. You said what?
He said that he had the game fucked up. That's what
he was real fucked up. But I feel like men cheat, just like the previous caller stated, because sometimes that's just what the pattern they've seen in life. They haven't had a proper a person showing them the proper way to treat a woman. They've seen their mother go through it. Sometimes I feel like women allow men to cheat because they've seen that go on between their mother or their father. So they allowed it, so they think that's what relationships are. And at that point when I was married, I thought that's just what it was. Men always cheated, no matter what, no matter how good you are, men cheat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have kind of yet to be shown any difference.
Yeah,
so.
And that's the unfortunate part of all of this. And I'm glad that you called because you are
the second person that kind of relayed back to what I found on the Red Book earlier when it said, mm-hmm. you know, expressing anger and retribution, like some get back shit. And I'm not saying mm-hmm. that's the reason to do it at all. I'm just saying that is one of the top five things. So it seemed like,
right.
you know, there you have it, guys. Y'all want to know why yeah. I'm cheating. That might be the reason. You know,
and sometimes women choose to talk to another person just because they're missing that in their relationship, and it starts off mm-hmm. as a friendship, but then you know it kind of builds into something else, and they may go and they may start getting those feelings for that other person just because they're giving them that emotional part or that just conversation yeah. that they can't get from the person that they're with. Not to say it's right, you know, but. You know, men
know
and women
right.
both cheat.
Hell no, it ain't right.
Both men and women they cheat, but men, not yeah, I feel that. But men get so pissed off if their chick was to cheat after they've been cheated on for so long, and they can look mm-hmm. at the female and look at them and be like, "How dare you?" But meanwhile,
correct.
This chick been with you for how
yes.
many years, allowing you to cheat and come back.
That's some type of niggas that, in my opinion, because I honestly do believe that some men really just have a problem. Like, they could love
the
shit out of you, and you could be everything to them, but some men just have a problem. Like, if they see a fat ass,
yeah.
they have to, like, they just can't control themselves. And those type of men, y'all need to be by yourself until you get over that, because that is not no damn excuse that you have a problem.
Even not being by yourself. Yeah, but just being
yeah.
honest with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, honesty is such a hard thing to do, to be with somebody. Like, you
yep.
think you have
yeah.
to lie just to kick it with somebody when if you just was truthful, you never know what level that other person could be on, too. Like,
right.
you know, it's just, not to say that
yes,
other person's
but,
like, okay, you fucking somebody, so I'm going to fuck somebody not. You could tell a chick, okay, I'm going to be out here doing this and a third. She needs to know because she needs
yep.
to protect herself. Because she may still be here just waiting on you to come through that door, but she want to make sure she protects herself and vice versa. Well, I don't see a man doing that, so I can't really say vice versa on that.
I'll
take that back. I'm trying to be neutral, but I can't give that to the men right there. Huh?
You must got your own book. Are you a writer?
I need to be, because I got some stories for y'all, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
New York best time.
I can't. All right, Dina. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
Thank
me. This
you.
Was fun. Y'all have a great night. Great show.
All right.
You too.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Shel. Well, I mean, our job is easy tonight because, you know, our fans doing all the work, and we love
y'all
all
the
so much for this. Like, shout out to y'all. So let's move on. You want to take the next caller, Shel?
Yes. Hey, caller, right. you there? Oh, delay tonight. Hey, caller.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, can you guys
oh, no.
hear me?
Yes,
yes
we can.
Yes,
can hear you, brother.
Yes,
hold on before I tell my point.
I hear that.
I cannot
it's me,
say
y'all.
No
I am in the building. All right, listen here. We gonna keep
uh-huh.
it short and sweet. I ain't even going to take
yeah.
a whole bunch of your time, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
What's up with it,
good,
brother?
Good to hear you back again. Glad to hear you back again, man. Listen,
yeah,
I'm going to keep
I'm
it simple
sir.
For the
Jerry
ladies and for the fellas. Ms. Donna, I know you listening. Love you, babe. Travis, what's up, man? The 757 was in the building. Y'all lit tonight. Anyway, we just going to keep it real short and sweet and to the point, right? Why do people cheat, right? Men
Thank
cheat.
You.
Because they stupid, and women cheat because they stupid. End of discussion.
Woo!
Thank you for having
yeah.
me. I hope y'all enjoyed the rest of you. That's it. It's just that plain and stupid. You're
That's
just
it.
Dumb.
Bye.
You got somebody good.
Bye.
You got somebody good
Bye.
At
Bye.
Home,
Here's
and you
call.
Cheating. That's just dumb.
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah.
Correct.
That's it. Just dumb. So,
okay.
once again, I want to thank y'all for having me. We're going to do this one more time.
Woo, Lord.
And
I'm
out. And I am out.
Bye. Okay, goodbye, thank sir. You. I don't know what we're going to do with him, girl. I can't. Every week
I don't know.
Every week is something new. Lord have mercy. All right, so I guess do you want to move on to another caller? You want
yes.
some insight? Yes. Nothing?
Let's see, because I know we had a lot of people trying to get in, so let's see if they got the chance, because we got like 15 minutes.
Yes,
okay.
We're boiling down.
Yeah, so let's see what we got. Hey, caller, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Good evening.
Hey, I'm D.
All right, D. Thanks for calling in. Give us your intake.
What's up, D?
What's up, D?
He's so happy.
Yeah, I just I don't know if I have any input. I just have a question. If your partner is not performing, certain things in the bedroom that you desire, is that justifiable to cheat?
Hell no. It gives you the power to talk to them and tell them what you expect and what you're not receiving, and then it's up to them to fix that.
Oh, you take control of that pussy and make it better.
Yeah, well, that.
Oh, shit.
I have one more question. The different forms of cheat. What type of cheating is forgivable in a relationship?
I mean, you got emotional cheating, physical cheating, and honestly, a lot of people really get upset with emotional cheating because they feel like you made like a connection with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a lot of them, that's very common with women. Emotional cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to it, it depends on the relationship. You can bounce back from anything. You can truly bounce back from anything. You know, it's just communication. Y'all talk it out. You know, you fucked up. You fucked up. And if you really want her back, you'll fix it. And you might fuck up again. But, you know, don't make it a consistent thing, you know, over and over. Because, I mean, a lot of times it does happen more than once. It happens more than twice. It happens more than three times. But somehow y'all can get it right, you know. True love always finds each other right back, you know. People split for years and come right back, and they are perfect.
Yeah,
they are perfect. You hear the stories from your grandparents and them.
Yep.
She, my parents. This woman pulled up to my house and did all this.
Mm.
Now they happy as hell.
Right. I feel like there are several forms of cheating.
It is.
But I think for me personally, you know, it would really bother me if it was emotional cheating, because now, you know, you're letting this other woman actually get to know you the way that I know you. But the part that's going to make me crazy and somebody getting hurt is the sexual part, because I feel like whether you're a man or a woman, when you give that part of your body to someone else, like for a man, I know y'all say, oh, you know, it's nothing, it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's true, but you don't know what you're doing to that woman. Now you're making that woman fall for you even more, because we have an emotional attachment when it comes to sex. You see what I'm saying? So you're creating a monster when it's you're nonchalant. It ain't affecting you, but now you got two females mad at each other because they sharing your dick.
Oh God!
Because you couldn't either remain faithful or be honest. Like, cheating is also probably far more forgivable if you're honest with your partner. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your partner find out from the other bitch you're sleeping with or the other man she's sleeping with. Don't let your partner find out in any other way that you've done that but you. You need to bring that to your partner. Then it can become forgivable. But don't nobody want to be cheated on and humiliated. That's a horrible feeling.
It's a very bad feeling, and it scars you.
One more quick question for Rome.
For Rome.
Would it be wrong to leave your partner if they refuse to perform certain things in the bedroom?
Ooh. You have all right to leave them for that, but I'm going to just let you know karma's coming for you. What the fuck? You going to leave them just because they not doing the right thing? What you mean? Like, you know, they... Damn, they not fucking you right, bro. I wouldn't say leave them. It's way too many things that you could teach them to meet your standards a little bit. Unless you on that other side, you know, you doing a little bit too much shit in the bedroom, you know, where she looking at you like, nigga, you do too much. Now you got it fucked up. I ain't doing all that. But I mean.
So in your mind, it's not you shouldn't leave them. You should try to work through it and make that
work through it.
Try to work with it.
Yeah, work through it. But if it's a constant thing and it's just
and it's no improvement and it can't get fixed, then, you know, that's okay. Then, you know what I'm saying? Let's part ways.
You still have to be happy, too. And,
exactly.
And it's a part of being happy in a relationship.
Exactly. So. Let's just part our ways, but we don't grow to hate each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we broke up because Slim wasn't, you know, giving me the neck. You know what I'm saying? And, but the whole time, she's still my dog. You know what I'm saying? She just, that neck is trash, you know?
She don't satisfy you sexually.
Hey.
It is what it is.
Woo. Well, thank you for calling in, D. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, yeah. We got some popping questions. Whoa. I didn't even think about that question, you know.
Girl, right.
But I guess, obviously, some people out there that feel like that is the reason to separate. I mean, I feel like, you know, for once I do fully agree with what Rome said. You know, you can mold a person into the things that please you, but if you're constantly trying to show them and they just ain't doing it, then at some point, you know, you got to make yourself happy. I don't really feel like a person's wrong.
And not everybody's a sexual person. Some people want to do the basics.
Exactly, and that's things you find. And that's things you're supposed to find out before you even get into the relationship with the person. Right?
Right
then and there. That's where the communication come in at. That's like, you know, I called her last week, Tiny, you know, He comes in a relationship and tells them basically what he wants.
Right.
You know? And that's that right there, you could just be like, oh, I bet. And maybe we just need to remain friends.
That's true.
Yeah. And I feel like
it's from the beginning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you like, and then he or she is not doing it, you're going to cheat. So just end that shit. You're going to cheat.
And that's the problem with a lot of people now. That's the problem with a lot of people now. A lot of people not dating. They're not dating to get to know each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You went smack at this female. Y'all talked for like 2 weeks, and next thing you know, hey, young, you know you my girl, right?
Yeah.
No. Keep dating. Go on dates and, you know, learn. You know, you got to get to know this person, because after dating comes in with moving in with a person, and that takes the relationship to a whole nother level. Because now you waking up to this person, you going to sleep with this person, you seeing this person all around. So now you starting to see things that you really don't like about this person, you know? So that's the thing with a lot of people now. No one dates anymore. Everyone just jumps in a relationship. I like her, and I don't want no one else having her. So,
well, guess what,
Ryan? I got to stamp
it down. I'm dating right now. I'm courting the old-fashioned way, trying something different.
I am.
We're dating. Not for real. Like, I'm doing it the proper way now. I'm not just, oh, let's do that. No, we're going to take our time because, like I said, when you're in your 30s, it's a little more complicated. So we just, you know, getting to know each other more and more and just taking our time. Because, like I said, I got kids. He don't. So it's a little more, you know, I got to maneuver a little different. Just saying.
Yeah. And I feel like that's so true, too, that, like, we don't date no more. Like, even, you know, sometimes just a date night can also fix a lot of things. Like, I don't feel like, and again, y'all, I'm not male bashing. I'm a woman, so I can only speak for the women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like men fail to realize how big of a deal, like, if you and your woman, you know, like, things ain't been, you know, completely what you feel is the best, and she had a hard week at work, and you just decide Friday night, instead of doing what you normally do or whatever, you just take her out for dinner. Like, shit like that means so much. And little shit like that can really make a woman be like, oh, you know what? Let me reevaluate myself and see if I've been slacking. Because if I have, I need to fix this shit. Because it's a form of motivation. And I'm not saying you need to motivate a person to be a good person to you.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the things that keep the communication open, the things that keep you happy, the small things. You know, for y'all, the things that make y'all happy is, like Tiny said in part one, he want to come home to a meal in a clean house. Respectfully so. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's little things that we need, to make us want to keep being the better woman, you know? So so y'all got to step y'all game up on that. It's like we got to step our game up on y'all food.
Yes.
Y'all dirty draws and all of that other shit that we be doing while y'all out here with 20%.
I don't have my girl wash my clothes because I don't want her to see my draws. So, I don't know about all that.
You know what? I'm sick of these things, and I'm me and A gonna fight because you only doing it for wrong, A.
Abe the hype man.
You only doing it for wrong. As long as he don't do all that,
right?
Because he got a man, you know, on the show now. That, you know,
he a little happy. he a little happy.
Yeah, but like I said, but we like simple stuff. Like, you can, like, a simple thing.
We
do
too.
Let's do some ice cream, like, during the day. Like, just look, y'all don't understand, like, little simple things like that. A real woman means the world to us.
Yeah.
You can really do a picnic. And people are like, oh, no, I like that.
Right.
Take me to your girl. Take me to a picnic.
Look, hotel shell, like, we like that too, though. Men like little simple shit too.
I know, and we do
here,
that.
Let me come home with a long day of work, and you know I'm taking my afternoon, my evening shit, and my day is already rolled. Shit, that right there, that little thing right there.
Okay,
that right there.
You got a point.
My motherfucking cup already in the refrigerator waiting for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like them little things too. It's not just y'all. We want simple shit too. Men don't want a lot. We don't want a lot at all.
And we don't eat it, like I said.
I disagree with y'all.
Y'all
because
do want a lot.
And women want a lot,
and
too.
And if you deserve it, it's okay.
Women want a lot, too. I want these shoes. I want this bag. I want roof crates.
That's a little girl.
I don't
want
to go to Red Lobster no more. I want roof crates.
That's a little girl. Because one time, me and my friend had date night in the house with some wings and some drinks. And we watched TV, and we was happy. A woman is going to appreciate that. A real man is going to appreciate the little things.
The time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like I said, you guys look at our age. Like, we're all, like, you know, in the 30 round. So it's like you got to look at people's age group. It's only them little youngins or childhood. Or you got to buy me a bag and stuff because I don't care about none of that stuff. Your loyalty is everything to me, over everything.
And if she does have that mentality of, well, I need a bag, I need a high-dollar meal, just like you said on part one, you knew what you was getting into, my nigga. You seen her with a nice bag. So you got, it's your job to keep that up once you start. Just like once we start preparing your meal, it's up to us to keep it up. See, you see that contradiction, how I caught that? Like, that's it.
No, because you're right, because sometimes you could have made that man or that woman into that person.
Right.
They came in like they not used to that. But now that you just showed them that part of life, you know, you got to keep up with it.
You do.
Because the whole time, just like she said, a little date night, that's the same thing me and my wife, we do. You know, we ratchet mm-hmm. Mondays.
Right, absolutely. Dinner
made by 8 o'clock, we sitting there, kids, you know, y'all go out there and play. We don't give a fuck what y'all doing. It's ratchet night. We eating dinner, and we watching this right now.
Right. But, yeah, so something just that simple, you know, and I feel like, you know, when you do things like that to make your woman happy, like I said, you're giving her that extra push to make sure she's on her toes, just like we do for y'all, you know what I'm saying, when we wash our clothes and everything. So I think we can all agree, the three of us, in sync, that communication is the key. That was, you know, a major part of part one's conversation, and it seems to still be sticking. So
I ain't agreeing to shit.
You agree. That was your word.
Yes,
that was your word.
Yes, communication. Yes.
He get on my damn nerves. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all really made our show a lot of fun tonight.
And we're about too fast.
Yes, and as I hope everybody noticed that, you know, we're moving over to WPGR. Make sure y'all like that Facebook page. We still will be sponsored by Urban Flavor Radio, so nothing's changing but the number. We'll update y'all with that. And, Rome, you want to say anything to the people?
Once again, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. You know, this is a new thing. I'm going to try to start being here every Wednesday. You know, I appreciate the fans. I appreciate Shell and Kay. You know, shout out to the boy, A. That's who I really appreciate. A, I appreciate you, brother. But once again,
well,
you know.
Rome, we appreciate you, too.
Once again, like they said, tune in every Wednesday.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on the
motherfucking
dot.
Yes. Sorry, y'all people visually tuning in with us. Just hanging there. We appreciate y'all so much. Keep up the love. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Starting up my music. Urban Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets. Your urban party station.
Life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned on my L's and my lessons.